Welcome to the Lead Every Day Show. Our mission is to see a world well-led. And our strategy to get there? To empower leaders like you to lead every day. So let's get to work.
Welcome to the Lead Every Day Show. I'm excited that you're with us again today. Yesterday, we started down this road of pursuing genuine community. We said that community is the differentiator between a good team and a really elite team, a great team, a high-performance team. We're going to continue that conversation today. I'm Randy Gravett.
And I'm Mark Miller.
And Mark, this is today the answer of the question that they may be asking, like, how do you create this? It's like one thing to talk about it, but how do you do this? And I can't wait to dive in here with you today on how do you create community? I mean, I know it's so many times we wish it would happen. We hope it'll happen. I don't think we have to leave it to chance. You always say hope is not a strategy.
Right.
I hope community will form. That's probably not the answer here. Let's go down this road. And I think it starts with a decision, Mark. I think when a leader decides this is what we're going to do, now it becomes important. And we put it on our agenda. We put it on our focus, our strategy, because we know that this is one of the things that ultimately is going to unlock performance. We said yesterday we don't do it for performance. We'll get into that a little more as we go through some of these episodes. But it does start with a decision.
It does. And I would argue it might be the most important decision a leader will ever make, because you're basically choosing good versus great. And if you just want to be an also leader, you know, also ran, just a typical, normal, average leader, then you don't need to listen to any of this.
Well, let's go back to what you said yesterday. I mean, you can put 1 + 1 + 1. If you get it in a team context, it actually you get to 4. But the exponential stuff comes when you put this into the equation. Mm-hmm. And honestly, why would you not want to go to 10+ and that rare air that we talk about?
Yeah. So I got two quick thoughts on that. Some leaders don't know that there's another level. They're so excited and they're so thankful
that we're just getting a little
when
more
they become
than
a real team. Yeah. When 1 + 1 + 1 is 4, like, everybody wants to celebrate. And I think you should celebrate.
Yeah.
But you gotta know there's more. So that's one reason leaders don't pursue more. They don't realize it. And secondly, most don't know how.
Yeah.
Even though they might could imagine it.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're gonna unpack in the next few days.
Yeah, that's good. So okay, so it starts with a decision. Let's say we make that decision. Let me say one more thing too about what you just said there. Another potential reason that they don't do it is there is some vulnerability that is required here and some willingness to pursue together.
And to join a community.
And to join a community. And so you can't delegate that. You can't delegate. We said a few weeks ago, you can't delegate your presence. You don't get to delegate. You got to be a part of what we'll unpack it, but I like what you said a couple of days ago. We got to know people and let them know us, and we got to serve people and let them serve us. I mean, we'll get into some of that, but it starts with this decision. And then let's go back to what we talked about yesterday. There's a definition. I mean, you don't have to use our definition, but you need a definition.
A behavioral
definition.
So people know
what you're
do.
Going to do to pursue this. I think that's another one.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a decision and a definition. What's next?
Yeah, I always like to cast the vision. When I would start a new team, now I can't say I did this my entire life. Our team discovered the stuff we're unpacking probably 20 years ago and have been continuing to learn and discover and trial and error and iterate. So I don't want to make this sound so neat and tidy and clean. But as soon as I understood the power of community, the first day with a new team, I would cast the vision, because this is weird for most people. Most people have never experienced genuine community in any arena of their life, much less at work. And so I want people to understand what we're doing, why we're doing it, how we're going to do it, so that they don't freak out. Although they still freak out. Like, no, aren't we here to sell widgets, or aren't we here to, you know, do this or do that? Well, yeah. This is going to help us do that.
Yeah, that's good. And so let's build on that. And if that's going to be what you're saying and that's the vision, then we're going to need to put focused effort on that over time. We always say teams that last, we could fill in the word community, or communities that last aren't built fast. They're built over time.
Right.
But they are built. I mean, they've got to do some stuff, focused effort over time. We'll get into what you do on the next few days here, but I like this mindset of, like, we have a definition, we've got a vision. We gotta put some time on.
We gotta stay the course.
You always say you gotta put time on the task of building mm-hmm. community. And I'm guessing there are people listening right now. There's this lack of community because they haven't put time on it.
Right. And yes, you have to invest time over time. It's not built fast.
Yeah.
It's cumulative over time.
It is cumulative over time.
It's cumulative over time. And the longer you are together and the longer you focus on building community, mm-hmm. the deeper and richer that community will become. So, and the leader, by the way, is the one that has to insist on that. I give you one quick example. I mentioned in a prior episode that I was grooming somebody to become the facilitator.
Yeah.
And so the very first meeting that they were preparing the agenda, they brought it to me. We could talk about it beforehand. I talked about let's coach them for success versus let them crash and burn and then do a postmortem. And I noticed there was nothing on the agenda for community building time because that had become a core of what I had been modeling for them. And I asked, I said, hey, I noticed there's no time here for community building activities. Like, what's up with that? And he said, we're too busy for that. Well, that told me a couple things. One, it told me he was not ready to facilitate the meeting. It also told me that I had not done an adequate job helping him and perhaps the entire team understand that this is not optional. This is not extracurricular. This is part of our strategy for sustained performance over time.
Yeah.
And so we put it back on the agenda, and it was weeks and weeks later before I actually felt comfortable to give this person the reins. I said, we're too busy not to do this.
Yeah, that's so good. So what would you say to the person who's listening and says, oh, that sounds like family. That sounds like you're asking us to create a family. This is not your family.
This is not your family.
This is different than family. But I will say this. There are so many people I run into that come from not so good families, and their work does feel like a family. I mean, there's a piece of this where if you get this right, what you're describing, that people will like, I don't want to leave that team. I don't want to leave this organization. Right. This is a
bond.
It's a bond that is very deep. And we see it happen all the time when a leader makes a decision to do that. So any word?
Yeah, well, there's probably another whole episode on are you building a team or a family?
Yeah.
I want to encourage you to build a team.
You're building a team. It's what
we're
talking about.
It's not your family.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, there will be some of the elements that we're discussing that we would hope every family would know
that's
and love
exactly
and
right.
serve and celebrate. We would hope that for them. But there's a performance expectation on a team.
That's exactly
that
right.
That runs parallel with community.
Yeah.
In a family, not so much.
That's right. That's good. Okay, so last little thing here I would say if a person's saying, how do we do this? I think it starts with leadership, Mark. Mm-hmm. It's like the leader has to decide this is what we talked about the decision, but the leader's got to model this. The leader's got to follow through on this. The leader's got to keep this in front of people. And if they will, we've seen a pretty high, you know, success rate here. But if you don't focus on it, we've heard people say once in a lifetime. You've got a story, actually.
Well, yeah, just a quick story. I was first introduced to this concept 15 years or ago formally. We had stumbled on it. We didn't know what we had. We didn't know what to call it, but we knew we had something. And I was reading The Wisdom of Teams by Katzenbach and Smith.
Yeah.
And they described something akin to community. And they said it's a once-in-a-lifetime phenomena. Not predictable, not repeatable, and it's when people ultimately care deeply about each other. But they said, don't count on it once in a lifetime. Well, I had a chance to sit down with John Katzenbach and explain to him our worldview on this, and that if the leader sets his or her intention on creating it, I think you can have about a 90 to 95% success rate. And he said that made sense to him. And I said, why is that? He said, well, since they wrote about it and said it was a once-in-a-lifetime proposition, they had actually seen more of it than he ever anticipated. I said, well, if a leader says they want to create it and they'll stay the course and they'll do the things we've talked about, you can do it.
It'll happen. Yeah, that's so good. That's so good. All right, we're gonna unpack some of the thing, your definition that you gave a couple of days ago. We'll unpack that over these next few days. It's gonna be really great. By the way, if you're in a family that's maybe struggling, or you're in a family you're just trying to take it to the next level, I hope you'll pick up a copy of Winning Begins at Home. It's a new book I got coming out in June 11th. It's going to be released today, launch day. It's your birthday. I heard
Thank
that.
You
I'm excited.
For releasing on my birthday.
That's good. I'm going to give you a copy here. We got the advanced reader copies here, but the hardback will be available. But here's the cool thing we're excited about. If you'll go to leadeveryday.com/winning, there's an opportunity there for you to get $150 worth of bonuses if you pre-order the book. And I hope you'll do that. I think this book's going to help a lot of people have a strategy to win beyond work. One of the things we're passionate about is helping you win at work, but we also want you to win outside of work. There's another side of your life. And most of the people that I talk to tell me, if I'm doing great at work and not so great at home, things are still not so great. And so I hope you'll get a copy of Winning Begins at Home. I think it's going to help a lot of leaders. You be a great book that you can give to your friends and family and your team. One of the ways maybe to build some community is to do some work there together around that. So all those bonuses are there, all kind of opportunities. If you're looking for something for your organization, again, you can find it there, leadeveryday.com/winning. Tomorrow we're going to dive more into this definition. We're going to talk about knowing the people around your table. I think it's going to be a really great conversation. So join us for that. Keep doing what you're doing. You're making a big difference. Build the team you want. Build community. And your team's going to get to the next level. We believe that. Remember, the best leaders lead every day.